Greetings in the name of our wonderful Savior and Lord. Your speaker is John Horn, and I'm going to call your attention, please, to the Gospel by St. Luke. Now, perhaps you will remember that the Gospel by Matthew is Hebraic in character, and it presents our Lord Jesus Christ as the King of the Jews, whereas in the Gospel by St. Mark, he is brought before us as the perfect servant. And in the Gospel by St. Luke, he is presented to us as the Son of Man. Now, in this interesting Gospel, we have at least six miracles. And the first one you would find in chapter 5 and verse 4, where we have the miracle of the draught of fishes. And in the seventh chapter, you have the second miracle, verse 11, where we get the story of the raising up of the widow's son. And in chapter 13 and 11, we have the healing of the infirm woman. And in chapter 14, the man with the dropsy. And in chapter 18, verse 11, the 10 lepers cleansed by the Lord Jesus. And the healing of Malchus in chapter 22 and 50. And then in this Gospel, there are 11 parables, and I shall point them out to you. The first one is the parable of the two debtors. That's in chapter 7, and verse 41. And then we have the parable of the Good Samaritan. That's in chapter 10 and verse 30. And in chapter 11 and 5, the importunate friend. And in chapter 12 and 6, the parable of the rich fool. Chapter 13, beginning at verse 6, the barren fig tree, which likely is typical of the nation Israel, fruitless so far as God is concerned. And then in chapter 15, we have the parable of the lost silver, and then the parable of the prodigal son, same chapter. And then chapter 16 and 1, we have the unjust steward brought before us. And in chapter 16 and 19, we have the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. And in chapter 18 and 1, we have the importunate widow. And in chapter 18, same chapter and verse 9, we have the parable of the Pharisee and the publican. Now, I should just like to point out this one thought here, going back to chapter 1, that a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Our blessed Lord Jesus Christ frequently spoke in parabolic language, and it was always to the end that his hearers might be able to understand and to grasp what he was seeking to set before them. And he always directed their thoughts into channels of thinking that had to do not merely with sense and time, but with eternity. For you see, after all, we are creatures of eternity. Yes, each one listening in today has a soul that will spend eternity in the unsullied light of his divine and holy presence in the glory land. Or on the other hand, if that soul of yours is not saved and you die without Christ, you die in your sins. Our Lord Jesus himself said, if you die in your sins, whither I go, ye cannot come. Now, our purpose in pointing out some of these precious things in the Gospel by St. Luke is to the end. In fact, we have in our mind just exactly what Dr. Luke had in his mind when he dedicated this book to Theophilus, who was indeed a lover of the Word. However, let me point out to you something that Dr. Luke has to say at the very beginning. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus. Now, here's why he wrote him, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. Now, we'll have more to say about this in the will of the Lord, And we hope to give a number of messages in this wonderful gospel. But we can say, as we bring our messages to you, our desire is just the same as was Dr. Luke's desire when he dedicated this wonderful gospel to Theophilus. And he says, in fact, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. Oh, that you might know. This is life eternal, that you might know him, the only true God, Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent.